If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. It is the joy of Worth Baptist Church to produce this radio ministry each week. It is our joy to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ into your home. Worth Baptist Hour will soon celebrate its second anniversary on the first Sunday of October. We would like to hear from you during these days of the month of October especially, as a reminder that you receive Worth Baptist Hour and that it is a blessing to your heart and to your home. Perhaps you are listening today for the very first time. Well, if that be the case, we take this opportunity to welcome you to the listening audience of Worth Baptist Hour. We trust that you will tell your friends about this radio ministry and that you will encourage them to tune in every Sunday over station KBUY from 8 until 8:30 a.m. We believe the broadcast would be a blessing to them also. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we are still in the midst of a great revival spirit. Entering the fall season last Sunday on our promotion day, again over 400 people attended Sunday school. We are happy to announce to you that we are entering the greatest thrust for our Sunday school that we've ever had. Our new Sunday school theme is Redeeming the Time Because the Days Are Evil. The Word of God is prominent in the Sunday school at Worth Baptist Church, and we have a class for every member of your family. It would be our joy to have you come today and study the Word of God with us at 10 o'clock. Then our Sunday morning worship service is at 11, our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. We continue in the Sunday evening worship services in the series of messages in the book of the Revelation. Tonight will be part 2 of the message, The Seven Bowls of God's Wrath. This world is moving toward its climactic end of this age. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is at hand. We as believers are admonished to look up, to lift up our heads, because our redemption draweth nigh. We are told in the Scripture to look for that blessed hope and the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. With His coming, this church age will come to an end. The church will be raptured, will be taken into the glory world with the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus gave us that promise before He went away. When Jesus returns and the church is raptured, there will be left behind on the earth all who have refused and rejected the mercies of God. That period, known as the tribulation period, the time of Jacob's trouble, will be an awesome time. In the last half of that period, there shall be poured out 7 bowls or 7 vials of the wrath of God upon the nations of earth. In the Revelation chapter 16, we will be dealing with that topic tonight at 7 o'clock. In the 16th chapter of the Revelation, the cities of the Gentiles are mentioned. Let me ask you, how will the city of Fort Worth fare in the day of God's wrath? Is Fort Worth included? Are the cities of the United States included in these cities of the Gentiles that are mentioned in Revelation chapter 16? We believe you'll find the answer if you'll come this evening to our 7 o'clock worship hour, when the message will be part 2 of the 7 bowls of God's wrath. Again, for the Sunday school hour, for the Sunday morning worship service, and for the Sunday evening worship service, in each of these, you will find a warm welcome for you and for your family to worship God and to study God's Word with us here at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Write us this week and visit the services of Worth Baptist Church today, and we believe that you'll be glad that you did. And now my message on today's broadcast, entitled, The Greatest Love Story of All Time. I am basing it on a familiar verse of Scripture, John chapter 3 and verse 16. But before we read the text, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. As we pray today, I want us to remember the family of our good friend, the Reverend J.A. Williams, who passed away this last week. As you know, the familiar voice of Brother Williams was heard for some 19 years on the shut-in broadcast. I know that you're going to miss his voice, but rest assured that Brother Williams today is in that place that he talks so much about on his broadcast just preceding this broadcast for so many, many years. So we want you to be in prayer for his family and his many friends today. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee today for the opportunity to gather together around Thy Word. We thank Thee for the medium of radio that sends the gospel to the hearts of many who otherwise might not hear. It is our prayer today that as this radio ministry fills the air, as men listen, that they might listen not just for time, but for eternity. It is our prayer that Thou wouldst comfort those who are sad. It is our prayer that Thou wouldst lift up those who are fallen, encourage those who are discouraged, bring out of darkness and into the glorious light of the gospel those who are in the bondage of sin. We pray, Heavenly Father, for a sweeping revival for our community, for our city, for our state, for our nation, and for the nations of earth. We pray today that men all over this listening audience would turn by faith to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior. And may revival be felt throughout this community today. This is our prayer and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. John 3:16, the greatest love story of all time. Listen to these words. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16 has been called the Bible in miniature. Truly, it tells the story of God's love. Someone has said that love is the well-being of the total being of another being by your total being. This, I think, tells the story of God's love for mankind. We all recognize the fact that those who deserve love the least need it the most. You and I are unworthy creatures. We do not deserve the love of God, and yet God has loved us. He has loved us in spite of the fact that we are unlovable. We read in the book of 1 John chapter 4, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and gave His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. You see, the story is this. God loves us. We have nothing within ourselves to commend us to God's grace. We have not the capacity to love God, except the fact that He loved us first. And so the greatest love story of all time is the story of God's love for the world. The most wonderful story in all the annals of history is the story of how Jesus Christ came to die on the cross for sinners like you and like me. Think about it for a moment. Jesus Christ died for you. He died to save you. He died because He loves you and wants to redeem you and to bring you out of darkness and into the light of his glorious gospel, to conform you to his own image by your simple faith in his finished work upon the cross. No wonder the songwriter said, "Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard." In the book of the Revelation, chapter 1, we read, "Unto him that loved us and loosed us from our sins in his own blood, to him be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever." There has never been another story that will equal or match or compare to the story of God's love for a sinful world. Listen again to the words of my text. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Love tells the story. Love makes the difference. Love writes God's concern for you in bold letters upon the cross. This is God's love for you. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, "Now abideth faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love." The greatest love story of all time is enacted in 7 glorious scenes. We shall consider these scenes one at a time. Scene 1, Jesus Christ came down. We speak now of his incarnation, that is, his coming into the flesh, his becoming man. In the incarnation, we see the Lord Jesus Christ coming from infinite heights to indescribable depths. We see him coming from heaven's glory to earth's gloom, from the clouds to the clods, from a mansion to a manger, from God to man. The Most High became the Most Nigh. The Creator became the creature. For we read in John chapter 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." This is the story of the incarnation. This is the story of how Jesus Christ came down into the world from the heaven above to become man, to live and die on the cross, to be raised. This is the story of Jesus coming down, and this is scene 1 of the greatest love story of all time. And then we move to scene 2. Jesus Christ reached down. We read over and over again and again in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, recorded for us in the 4 gospel accounts, how that Jesus Christ reached down to the miry clay and lifted up those who were fallen in sin. I read of the guilty woman in John chapter 4, the woman at the well. Jesus reached down and picked her up and gave her a new life, a new hope, a new dimension. We read in John chapter 8, the woman who was taken in adultery. Truly, Jesus reached down and lifted her up out of a life of sin and adultery into a new and glorious life in himself. He reached down to touch the eyes of that man who was blind. He reached down to touch the little boy who was possessed with a demon. He reached down to wash the disciples' feet. Throughout his life, the good news was this, that Jesus Christ reached down for sinners. And I have good news for you today. Perhaps you feel that you're in the depths of sin, that you're out of the reach of God's love, out of the reach of God's mercy, out of the reach of God's grace. But wait, you are not. God's grace is extended to you. God's mercy will cover your sins. God's love will take you in. God will embrace you, however filthy in sin that you might be. For the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is this, that Jesus Christ is reaching down now, this moment, even as you listen to this broadcast. He is reaching down for you. He loves you. He wants to save you. And with His arms of love, He reaches all the way to the pit of sin, all the way to the mire and muck of your sinful life, to bring you out, to put you on a solid rock, to give you a new life, to give you a new hope, and to put you on the way to the glory world. And you can have it today simply by trusting Him as He reaches down to pick you up. Just open the door of your heart and let the Lord Jesus Christ come in, and you will be saved. And then there is scene 3 of this great enactment of the greatest love story ever told. What is scene 3? It is this. Jesus Christ kneeled down, yes, in the Garden of Gethsemane. On His knees He went to pray. And this was His prayer. Not my will, but thine be done. Jesus Christ prayed that prayer for you. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus Christ poured out His soul. He literally poured out His life that you might be saved. The fourth enactment, the fourth scene, Jesus Christ laid down. I speak now of the crucifixion. Jesus Christ was not a victim, He was a victor. 3 times Jesus said, I lay my life down. On the cross, Jesus Christ laid down His life for you. Jesus Christ died there on Calvary's cross, bearing your sins in His own body, that you, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. You can rejoice today that Jesus Christ died for you, the only substitute that God will ever accept for your sins is the substitute of His Son, His Son's death on Calvary's cross in your behalf. Jesus Christ died for you. He died for you because He loved you. And the enactment of this greatest love story of all time pictures Jesus Christ dying on the cross for your sins. And then scene 5 is in heaven. Jesus sat down. We read in the book of Hebrews that Jesus Christ sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Why is He seated there? Why, He's seated there to make intercession for you, to plead your cause before a righteous God, to bring you into the presence of God Almighty. So there by the right hand of God, Jesus is seated, making intercession for you, bringing you to God, bringing your case, pleading it as an attorney, as a lawyer. Jesus Christ pleads your case before the throne of God as He is seated there at the right hand of the Majesty on high. And then, beloved, the sixth scene in this wonderful enactment of the greatest story of all time is this. Jesus Christ is coming down. I read in the book of Acts that when He went away, the angel said to those who stood by, "Why do you stand gazing into the heavens? This same Jesus whom you see taken away will come in like manner as you have seen Him go." In His own words, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Jesus Christ is coming. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Jesus Christ is coming for His own. Are you in that number? Do you belong to Him? Have you been saved? Have you been born again into the family of God by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? You can be. You can be this moment. In all of the darkness of this world, when the outlook is dark, try the uplook. Look up, for Jesus Christ is soon coming. and he will take out of this world his own. That is scene 6. And that leaves us but one scene. Scene 7 is this. Jesus Christ will put down. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that he will put down all rule and all authority and all power. You see, Jesus Christ is coming to reign upon this earth to establish his kingdom from the city of Jerusalem. Jesus Christ shall rule over all the earth. The eyes of the world are on the Middle East today. The eyes of the world are on Jerusalem. And Jerusalem will be the capital of the kingdom of Messiah when he shall put down all authority and all power and all sin and all sickness and all sorrow and all death. And then he shall deliver up that kingdom to God the Father, who shall be all in all. My, what a story. The story of redeeming grace. The story of God's love for you. You can hear more about it today in the Sunday School Hour of Worth Baptist Church at 10 o'clock. Also, in the Sunday Morning Worship Hour at 11 and the Sunday Evening Worship Hour at 7. Come today and hear more about the gospel of Jesus Christ, the things that are to come through the fulfillment of God's prophetic word. Our invitation is to you to be in the services of Worth Baptist Church today. And until next Lord's Day, at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your heart, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on...